Hey, it's Greg with Bite Size Wise. Let me just ask you this. Have you ever tried doing absolutely nothing? And then you get done with doing absolutely nothing and you realize there's no such thing as doing absolutely nothing. Even if you do what you think is nothing, you're doing something that would be sitting there or laying down or watching TV or doing another streaming platform thing all day long, or reading a book, or talking to friends, or whatever it is you're doing. You're always doing something, and it's not even physically possible to do absolutely nothing if you're still alive. What we very often think of as doing absolutely nothing is simply putting our attention onto something that is low effort, or we might think in the moment is not demanding of our attention, not demanding of our time or energy. But it may be exactly what the doctor ordered, depending on what it is you're busy doing or thinking that you're not doing. So for example, you might set aside 15 minutes a day to read from some high quality nonfiction, self-development or business or education books, and think that your 15 minutes a day is doing nothing. I'm doing nothing. I'm just reading. But you're actually investing that time into becoming a better version of yourself than you were yesterday. And I mean a better version by at least one new idea or one new perspective on an old idea or something like that. Or if you think you're doing nothing because you're just sitting down and relaxing, watching some mindless TV, well, if you do that for a short time, maybe 30 minutes in a day total, and I'm not one of those guys who is going to get all crazy about how much time you do or don't watch TV. I think that's your choice, and you get to earn the consequence of whatever choice you're making in that regard. But let's say you take 30 minutes and you watch some entertaining TV that just makes you laugh. You might say on the surface you're doing nothing, but actually what you're doing with that laughter is restoring your soul. I mean, when they say laughter is the best medicine, there are medical studies that show the various hormones that are released and the changes in the blood chemistry actually set about healing your mind and body. They heal your brain, they heal your body, and it restores and refreshes your soul. And a really good, hearty belly laugh, well, the old personal development guru Zig Ziglar used to say he had read studies that showed a really good belly laugh was physically the same level of exertion as 3 to 5 minutes of moderate calisthenics. So, you know, laughter could be the best medicine. But let's say you're doing that for 30 minutes watching that show. Are you really just doing nothing? Or are you allowing your brain to relax after working hard on solving problems and trying to make sure you make it from point A to point B? We can't put our brains under 100% exertion all the time. Neurologically, we will burn out. And neurologically, burnout means something far different than when we say, I'm feeling burned out. Neurologically, it means your brain actually begins to function less and less and less on any of the voluntary things like thinking or working through problems, you know, doing cognitive thinking abilities. All your involuntary things are usually intact and pretty good, but if you're at neurological burnout because you've just been applying your brain and your mind nonstop at high levels of intensity for a long time, that burnout could be doing physical damage to the neurological structures in your brain. So is that 30 minutes sitting there and relaxing and laughing at watching some mindless comedy, is that, or even some highbrow comedy, is that really doing nothing, or is that restoring and healing yourself? is that giving your brain a chance to relax on something way less strenuous and way less demanding, so that then your mind is capable of jumping into the next task that you're going to demand. Your brain, the physical brain, is actually more capable of jumping back into action. So I'm going to ask you today to think about the idea of doing nothing. And maybe that's true. Maybe you do nothing. You sit on the couch, you don't look at anything, you don't read anything, you don't listen to anything, you don't watch anything, you don't even think of anything. I don't know how that's possible unless you're a meditation practitioner and a really, really good one. But even then, you're not doing nothing. You're meditating. So I don't think we can actually, in reality, ever just be doing nothing. We might be doing high-value things that people don't recognize on the surface as high-value, like restoring our mind, restoring our brain, restoring our neurological health, restoring our physical and mental and emotional stability and balance. But we're never really doing nothing. Or we might be doing some low-value task that brings in maybe even a negative consequence. You might be doing nothing, sitting on the couch or laying down on the couch and watching some sort of trashy thing on your favorite streaming platform, or reading some sort of trashy graphic novel and creating within yourself a negative consequence, however slight, by having A, wasted that time, and B, not fed your mind and your body with some sort of positive input like relaxation or rest. So your choice, and I'm not, no value judgment on how you approach doing nothing. No value judgment for me. I have done plenty of times where my doing nothing was as close to nothing as you could get. Reading the trashy graphic novel or watching something on TV that just didn't nourish my mind or my soul. But most of the time these days, I'm making more conscious choices that when I do nothing, that nothing is actually restorative, regenerative, it's healing, it's relaxing, it's allowing me to laugh and to laugh deeply and richly, so that my mind, body, and soul are all better off for the experience. So I challenge you today, take a look at what you're doing when you're doing nothing. And ask yourself, are you really doing nothing or are you doing something? I guarantee you're doing something. It's just whether that something is good for you or not. That's the key. Okay. Hey, you know what? Know that somebody out there loves you, wants the best for you. If you find any value in the show, please share with a friend. And both of you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'm going to work on not being impacted by long COVID anymore, so that I don't lose my voice for 2 or 3 days at a pop, so that I can produce content more consistently for you here. And taking a look at maybe launching a series on the Buddha, on the Dhammapada, the teachings of the Buddha as recorded shortly after his enlightenment, and then captured by his students over the years and his disciples over the years into a form called the Dhammapada, the path of truth. Well, that's it for now, my friends. We'll talk to you the next time. Bye for now.